Tyler Naquin, 2-for-4 as a pinch hitter this year. The set, the pitch, a swing and a chopper in the hole and into right base hit. Martin will try to score. Bruce comes throwing to the plate, not in time. Standing is Martin to cross home plate. And Naquin got one pitch and got his third pinch hit of the year. It's a game-winning pinch hit. RBI single to right by Tyler Naquin. And he'll take a pummeling down the right field line. Scream and shout.
Let's crank up the noise. All right, it's time to get to the phones, talk with Bob DiBiase of the Indians as we have our Tribe Talking Tickets with Bobby D, brought to you by Dale's Market in Delhi, 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. I thought it'd give us a little positive start to our Monday, Bob, after yesterday's game to be forgotten, I guess I would call that, right?
I agree. Good morning, boys. Yeah, yesterday game to be forgotten. Friday and Saturday were awfully fun. Late inning rallies for victory. So you win a series, you win 2 out of 3, which is the goal, obviously, anytime you set out to get involved in a 3-game set. And we're able to open up the homestand with, again, a series win in some dramatic fashion. Cody Anderson yesterday just struggled, obviously, from the outset. Couldn't find the strike zone. Interesting that Tito and Carl Willis, our pitching coach, chose to get him out of there rather quickly, and he actually went into our indoor batting and pitching area behind the dugout and got in some extra work just to build up, his pitch count. He was going to be on a pretty limited pitch count to begin with the injuries to Corey Kluber and Mike Clevinger. So he looked forward to his next effort. It probably will be in Oakland on Friday night as we have a short 5-game road trip after this homestand. But a good weekend all in all. Win 2 out of 3. That's your goal.
Bobby, as you mentioned, it didn't end perhaps the way the Indians would like it, but they showed tenacity in those first 2 games against Seattle. And really, that's what the team has brought to the field all season long, finding ways to win these games late in series. Is that kind of what you've been seeing from them this year as well?
Well, the way our offense has just struggled, combined with terrific pitching, we've been in a lot of close games. And so to be able to deliver in the clutch late in the game, our guys are sort of the recipe for our success thus far this season. Going into yesterday's game, we had the best start record-wise in the 7 years that Terry Francona has been our skipper, despite the fact that we've had these offensive struggles of ours. We're 2 games back of the Twins. I think we have the 4th or 5th best record in the American League or something like that. It's been interesting, the opening of this season with some terrific pitching and an offense that's trying to find itself.
And of course, now with the pitching injuries that are now upon us, the reality that we have 2 of our 5 that won't be with us for quite some time, it's time for other pitchers, or maybe look around to what other arms are going to fill those voids and, provide the relief when the hitting doesn't seem to be there on occasion.
Right. I think Jeffrey Rodriguez, he will be here for sure. To give us a start Tuesday night, tomorrow night, tonight at 6:10. Trevor Bauer on the mound to open up a 4-game set against the Chicago White Sox. Currently, I think they're 14-18. We have 3 straight 6:10 games, and then a afternoon affair on Thursday, a 1:10 to conclude the homestand. But Jeffrey Rodriguez will start Tuesday. you know, Mr. Anderson will get an opportunity. Like I mentioned, probably Friday night would be his next opportunity. So it's Mr. Bauer and then Rodriguez. Then we have Shane Bieber on the hill on Wednesday. Carlos Carrasco to pitch in the day game on Thursday. So, yeah, you know, our pitching depth, which we think is a strength of this franchise, is going to be tested, that's for sure. Mike Clevinger's chomping at the bit to get back on the mound. He's out there throwing and running around the outfield shagging. He feels okay, but we're not rushing him. We can't put him on the active roster until June 7th anyway. So, and then with Corey, yeah, that's going to be a long one, unfortunately.
Well, one guy who never wants to step on the mound again is probably Channing Frye. After the, I've watched this over and over again. You were there, like in lot. Did you see this thing in person?
I did.
Was that like a late release or how? I mean, he claimed the ball was greased, but.
He let it fly and couldn't find the strike zone. That's for sure. I'll tell you, one of the nicest men you'll ever want to come across. Was having a whole lot of fun down on the field. But, yeah, he let that thing fly, and not so sure he knew where it was going. But he missed the strike zone, that's for sure.
Yeah. Might have to get some pitching tips from Kevin Plawecki while he's down there. The catcher for the Indians.
Yeah, Kevin's made, what, two appearances now? That's pretty wild. Yeah, he's done all right for himself, too.
Sure has.
Well, he's usually at the other end of the receiving end.
Yeah, he knows what it's all about. Yeah, I hope we don't see him for a couple more months at least.
Absolutely. But we hope a lot of folks will start coming out as the month of May is upon us. Great time to go see some Indians baseball and get those tickets. And I see some fireworks nights are on tap now for this month of May coming up, too. So
yeah, once we start rolling into the middle of the month, we have an 11-game homestand coming up from Thursday, May 16th to the 26th of May on a Sunday. And our first fireworks show will be the Friday night, May 17th. And we'll have some fun with that one. Check it all out at Indians.com.
Bob, we'll talk again next Monday. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great day. Go Tribe.
Go Tribe. Indians baseball here on AM 930 WEOL. Again tonight, we'll have them on the air starting with the first pitch right after our Scholastic Games of Lorain County, presented by the Illyria Public Library System. But